takers and cut through the mindless chatter and misdirection to help you make sense of it all. That person is Dan Proft, and this is the Dan Proft Show.
Joe Biden has basically announced that the America First policy that Donald Trump worked so hard for 4 years, fought off the bipartisan beltway crowd and the diplomatic corps, and of course all of our foreign friends, so to speak, and enemies, is quickly being redone. Joe Biden is dispatching, getting rid of the America First foreign policy and opening up the doors again to foreign money and influence into America's institutions. I think one of the benefits of the Trump presidency, among others, was the unmasking, so to speak, of Chinese money, Chinese products, and other foreign countries who don't have our best interest in mind, and how they've infiltrated so many areas of our country and pouring in billions of dollars. One of those countries is Qatar. And my guest here, Dave Raboy, also a friend, he's an expert on Middle Eastern policy. He's a Claremont Institute Lincoln Fellow and Senior Fellow at the Center for Security Policy. He has a new book out that explains in details this country, this extremely wealthy country, influence, money peddling, buying off, lobbying so much of parts of our country. So, Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Julie.
So talk about your book. It just came out, I believe, this week or last week. What your book talks about and your knowledge about this country and what it's doing, not just here, but around the world, who it's funding and why we should be alarmed.
Sure. I think the book mostly, I started out writing it about the information and influence operations that are being run by Qatar, sort of in the service of their Muslim Brotherhood Islamist ideology, the ideology that they promote. But as time went on, it ended up being a book about the new Middle East, and it's interesting how you kind of open the discussion talking about the Trump administration and the America First foreign policy, specifically about the Middle East, because that's the real story. The real story is about the new Middle East and what Donald Trump was able to encourage there, which was very good. I don't think, I mean, you know, looking in retrospect, I don't think we have had another president who's been so good on this issue. I mean, the one thing that everybody knows is that he started no wars, not in the Middle East and elsewhere. But the other thing that we saw, especially towards the kind of tail end of the administration, was the Abraham Accords and more cooperation between states that have traditionally been our allies in the region.
Don't you think, Dave, this is a big reason? This is why they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump, a big part of it, right? What you're talking about is no wars, no footprint in the Middle East. This affects huge sectors of our economy that relies on what's happening in the Middle East. Is that a big reason why so many people wanted to get rid of Donald Trump?
I think it is. I definitely think it is. They went as far as to not allow not allow Trump to withdraw from Syria and from Afghanistan, and they even kind of joked amongst themselves. Remember when they said, you know, we basically didn't listen, or we told them that we withdrew but we didn't withdraw, and you know, I mean, these guys would do absolutely everything to keep some of these to keep some of our forces in theater when there's really, you know, very little justification. I think, you know, when it ended up happening, I mean, in Afghanistan in particular, is we're still hearing old tired arguments that may have made sense 10, 15 years ago, but now, you know, 20 years later, are kind of completely ridiculous. And yes, that was a big part of why a lot of folks inside the Beltway and sort of within the national security industry opposed him. I mean, the other thing is, you know, so it's partly about money, of course, but it's also about ideology. And all these guys just think the same way. And you know, we have seen a lot of people with just a, you know, everyone has a, everyone has kind of the same views on everything. And this is a very much inside the Beltway thing. You know, when we talk about the swamp, it's just a group of people who have the same interests and have, you know, and look at the world in exactly the same way. So, of course, they lined up against Trump.
So your book, Guitars Shadow War, it's now available on your website and also on Amazon. I think that what this country in particular, its infiltration in universities, in think tanks, I know that I've covered a little bit about that. So talk about this country in particular and what your book covers.
Sure. So yes, we mentioned the fact that, I mean, it's good that you mentioned universities because Qatar is the single largest foreign donor to American universities. And under the Trump administration, the Department of Education was tasked with sort of assessing the damage of what that looks like. And anytime you've got massive foreign funding, I mean, from any country of universities in the U.S., that kind of necessarily torques the whole incentive structure of what is being studied and how it's being studied. And, you know, and with that kind of money, you're able to leverage you're able to influence what the professor says and what are the courses that are going to be taught and, you know, on and on and on. So it's a tremendously powerful thing. And I have no idea why we allow it to happen on such a massive scale. Over the last couple of years, we've had, I mean, Texas A&M was the famous example. They took a ton of money and they went to court to fight the, having to reveal exactly how much money they took. And,
basically a propaganda campaign. They're buying off institutions, especially universities and think tanks, to shape opinion.
Right. Yes, exactly. And also media outlets. I mean, the things that we think are the issues we think are important, or like the average American thinks are important, are largely defined by what we read and hear about. So, for example, if we read and hear about Syria all day, then naturally we think, oh my God, the most important issue in the world is Syria. We have to do something about it. So this is how a kind of constellation of forces, from think tanks to media to universities to politicians to whatever, can kind of line up and all push one particular narrative line, and it leads others, policymakers, citizens, to, you know, particular conclusions. You know, it's absolutely part of a propaganda campaign, and that's one of the things that I wanted to do in the book, is kind of illustrate how you have these multiple parts all acting together and pushing in the same direction.
And it's funny, as soon as Joe Biden was inaugurated, all of a sudden we started hearing about these problems in Syria and problems in the Middle East. And we started hearing about Russia and, you know, the dissident. And we were supposed to go in and, I guess, help Navalny fight Putin. And all of a sudden you could sense this propaganda campaign bubbling up again. In our last minute here, Dave, where can people get your book and what can people do to counteract all of this money and all this influence that these hostile countries are trying to bring to our shores?
Well, first of all, you can get the book at my website, which is daverebois.com, daverebois.com. What I talk about in the book is how Russiagate actually helped explain some of the things for people. You know, it was audacious in scope in terms of the absurd narrative and the lies and the manipulation. But because it was so audacious in scope, a lot of people woke up to the fact that, hey, you know, not only can our media not be trusted, but the national security folks in government whose task it is to keep us safe can't be trusted either.
That's right. I do think for all of the destruction the Russia collusion hoax inflicted on a lot of people, it also was a huge eye-opener. So, Dave, thanks so much for coming on. Good luck with the book, and thanks for all your work on the subject.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't feel alive.